The next item is the NIS update. We're certainly glad to hear that Wes Majerus has the job and, you know, can be working on it that way. My understanding is that that job is more or less temporary, and then in May or sometime it'll be, how's that work, Pearl?
The plan is that, it is definitely a temporary job right now. The plan is that by May or the spring sometime, that the process will have been gone through to make it a permanent new position. To create a position, you have to do a bunch of stuff. And so that should be done by spring. And so, you know, it's not an if. I mean, everything can change, but it is a definite plan, and it is already, the work is already in process by the chief information officer of the state to make it be a permanent position. Wes does keep us apprised if there are things that he's concerned about, and we also, Bill Brown attends meetings of the NIS, he's in a users group, and he also is in another number of meetings that have to do with how NIS is moving forward and what's going to happen with it. And I think a lot of times Wes feels like it's maybe not moving as quickly as it should, but I think the folks there really are listening to his recommendations and working to make the fixes, and they really respect his expertise.
Well, we do too, that's for sure.
Yep.
That's a good thing. NFB Newsline update, I don't have any report, so I don't know that there's anything on that. The new commissioner's packet update, we did get the message that you sent concerning the past motions, you know, for there to be a folder created and that kind of thing, you know, for that. I'm wondering what happened ultimately with the past motions concerning the executive director's salary. Were you able to ever unearth those, Bob, or?
Actually, I hadn't been to the website till yesterday, and I saw that the links were all working, so I just have to remember where it is, so that can be added and forwarded on to, okay. Daryl lives in Omaha too, so he's easy to communicate with, let him know what. I mean, for future, I mean, we're fortunate that we didn't get somebody from Valentine, Nebraska or something that's, you know, we kind of out of the communication loop. I mean, it's...
We have people in Western Nebraska who are very much into the communication loop.
Well, I mean, the loop for...
What are you talking about? Mr. Commissioner.
That's a public reprimand, Bob.
Okay, so you're going to...
Let's put it this way, for me, for purposes of my direct getting the two motions, it's very easy for me to, because I see Daryl from time to time, so it's...
Okay, so, but you will send them to...
I just got to get them, I mean, it's not... Yeah.
So that they can be put on that list in the folder that Val has, so that it will become part of that overall packet.
Right. The links are working, so I just got to go do it, so I'll have it done by next week. I'll get it done soon and pass it along to everybody.
Okay.
Thank you. With regard to the packet, Val did bring today some things that I personally would like each commissioner to have, and if you decide you really don't want it, you tell us and we won't make you take it. But when we were talking about what to provide to Daryl, it occurred to me, I'm not sure if we gave these things to the other folks before. So one thing is the described version of our video, your life, the life you choose. What's the name of that thing? I never get it right. The life you choose, thank you. The video. And I think you should each have your own copy.
Yeah.
A descriptive one. So we brought those. And then a print copy of each of the rules. You know, they're not bound, hardback bound, but they're in kind of a booklet format. And unless you really don't want print in your house, you know, it seems like having a full set it would be a good thing. So we brought those. We won't force them on you. You don't want to take them. Beyond that, most of the different things we've talked about, providing to a consumer, or I mean a commissioner, so much of it is pieces of our website. And so I would like to know from you, Daryl, and then from each new person, if you want to just have that, basically the website is yours to peruse at your leisure, to try to work through and get to the different pieces of it. If you would rather have those things either tape recorded or printed out or put onto a disc so you have it as a disc and don't have to worry about the internet access, we can sure do that, but we don't want to do it till we know exactly which your preference is.
The website is fine.
Okay, that's great. So there won't be, at least in Daryl's case, there won't be that much that we actually give him or send him. And that's kind of how we're thinking of doing it from here on out, unless you have other ideas of what would be better.
Yes, one of the things that we've talked about too is to make sure that new commissioners tour the center. Has anything been arranged? Have you discussed that with any, with, does that have, I don't know, where is that?
We haven't yet. I was thinking that you were a student in the past, but I didn't know how long ago.
I think 98 I was there for a while.
Okay. And Daryl did work as part of our staff for wages for a couple of summers too. But yeah, we'd love to have you come and tour the center as it is today, Daryl.
I would love to.
If we, you know your schedule, if we could leave it that just you'll have a goal in the next, within this next year to make sure you do get to the center sometime. And you can just contact Fatosh directly to schedule that.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Did anybody send Daryl? I know I didn't. And I mean, I don't know whose responsibility is that our commissioners kind of, what do we call it, our mission statement, kind of our Ten Commandments.
Since it's on the website, I haven't sent anything like that because we, you know, I was waiting like Pearl was about the, you know, to see if the website was a good fit. And, you know, there is a, well, I haven't looked at the new website, but before we had, you know, there was an area for commissioners and they did talk about that, you know, just today. So that one you'd probably want to look at pretty thoroughly. And our mission statement job duties are there.
Okay.
Our mission statement is the same as the mission statement in general, the empowering blind individuals, promoting opportunities and building belief in the blind. And then we do have a list of things that we are responsible for.
Okay, great.
And we're sure glad to have you.
Thank Mrs. Faust, just one minor correction. Pearl said that she brought videos for everyone. I only brought three.
Oh, I forgot.
So I'm sorry, but I do have five copies of the policies for everyone.
Okay.
So if
actually,
everyone
I already have a video because since I'm have a small role in it, so I got one as
that's
originally.
Right.
So
I just didn't.
Thank you. Yeah, I forgot we had talked, and I was thinking maybe not everybody needs it. So, and that's does do the rest of you...
I would.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, how about I'll get one to you, Bill, in Lincoln.
Fine, sure.
And so the other three, we can give them today. Thank you, Bill, I forgot that. That's all I had.
Okay, now we had the next item being the, I mean, we have several things on the business enterprises. We have the status of Braille on vending machines, which we had asked to have as an ongoing topic. I don't know if there's anything specific to bring about that. Is there anything?
Nationally, no. In terms of what we do with each new vendor, we show them the Braille labeler that we purchased for vendors. We encourage them to take it and to use it to mark their machines as much as they can. If they refuse it, we don't force them to take it, but we really encourage them to do that.
I think I think it's probably, if we're going to do it now, to combine it with the later agenda item.
Right. Okay.
And where I see we, you know, to take this to the next step is, well, at the vendors meeting, I mean, I think the vendors fell into different factions. I mean, some, you know, have Braille on it, think it's a good idea. Any creative ideas that people have, they want to hear about it. That's one faction. And then there is a faction, though, that's not only no, but hell no. Mm-hmm. And the... So what I think, you know, what I'd be interested in is, or I think to move it forward is, what is there, 43 vendors, sites or something, but what would be, what I'd like, you know, what I don't know, and I don't think anybody else knows, is, how big the different factions are. I mean, hopefully the no faction is quite small and can be worked with accordingly, but we don't know that. I mean, hopefully it's small, like I said, but I don't think anybody knows. So I think what needs to happen next is there needs to be the vending committee or Terry Harris or a combination need to let us know how many vending sites have Braille, and that's, you know, the only way that we know really what the situation is, and then we can formulate a strategy. The people that said they were very adamant about didn't want any part of this, was suggested that, the person was in Omaha, that maybe the one of the consumer groups, you know, the NFB or, you know, that's could possibly go out and help them, get some Braille on the vending machine, and that is a possibility. But again, I think the first thing is we need to find out is how big what the facts are, because there are vendors that are very supportive of this, think it's a good idea, and that's great. But there are others that don't, and we need to find out how many vending sites are Braille accessible or have any Braille. And and then the ones that aren't, which types of machines, I think it's just also a good way of moving forward. If we gather the facts that, is there any Braille on a vending site? If there's partial, then what kinds of vending machines, are not Braille? And just so if somebody comes up with a creative idea and we, can be passed along. That'd be my suggestion is I would make a motion that either we put out a directive, I guess, to the vending committee or Terry Harris or combination thereof to get back to us with how many vending sites have Braille, and if they don't, then what's the reason, and then we go from there.
I understand that.
Oh, I don't know, a year, two.
Is there a second to the motion?
Yeah, I second that, I second the motion. A couple of years ago, within, well, in the last year or two, Randolph Shepherd Vendors, ACB, they sent out a email, some sort of correspondence. Does your state consider vendors as independent business people, or do they consider them as employees of the agency? And they said, as far as we're concerned, we're employees. Well, I don't know what the Federation, what their viewpoint is, but if you have people in there that feel we're independent businessmen and they have no right to tell us what to do, and we're just not going to do it. I think that might be a part of the problem too with some more local people that we're just not going to do. So it'll be an uphill fight, I'm sure. Not a fight, actually, but uphill problem, a more proper word for it. But,
yeah, I can see where, you know, where they, where, I don't know. I think if we do want to continue to move forward on it, we do need to know what we're working with, that's for sure. I'm wondering if we have, you know, the authority to I mean, I know we can suggest things. I don't know how far we can go in saying, you know, please do this. And I mean, if we were going to do it as a board, like if we had somebody, I don't know for sure about this either, but I would think if we wanted, I mean, if one of us or whatever of us were to go and do something, I don't think that would be you know, to make a study or whatever we'd call it. I think we could certainly do that, but how far we can go in having somebody else do it, I don't really know. Somebody help me out with that?
Well, I think it goes to, you know, specifically, I mean, our only real authority is to hire and fire the director. And I think it's one of our balancing acts that we don't, haven't gone in and micromanaged often or, you know, but I think since we're, you know, as kind of what the commission board is, you know, representative of consumers and you know, kind of oversight that with it, you know, we can, I guess, you know, I don't think we can necessarily dictate, nor do I think we want to. I think the best, the main thing that came out of my going to the vendors meeting is I wanted to try and convey that this is not adversarial. We don't want it to be adversarial.
No, we don't.
There's some difference of opinions. The people that don't use Braille and, you know, don't see the value in it, you know, put on the machines, and so it's, you know, we don't want it to be adversarial, but we do want to keep kind of pushing the ball forward, and so I'm not sure exactly, and nor do I want to think, you know, this is something that we want to, you know, make dramatic pronouncements on as far as what our powers, what our aren't. But I guess what I would say is, you know, we'd kind of now just kind of push and passing the ball a little bit to Pearl to send the, you know, the this is, you know, that the commission board feels this way, and this is what, you know, we would like to have done, just to find out the status of Braille on vending machines. You know, we've had it on the agenda for about a year now, maybe, and we've gotten a lot of, you know, we've never got any specifics, really. Now we'd like to see some, hear some specifics, and you know, I think what we're doing is we're asking, we're asking Pearl, do you have a problem with, you know, passing along to the vending committee or Terry Harris that as, you know, the next 3 months that we get a survey as to the exact of the vending sites, how many of them are brailled, have any braille, some braille, no braille, and, you know, we're just fact-finding.
Sure. Do you want, ready for me to jump in?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, we definitely have already communicated to the vendors, we support this as much as you can, mark the machines that you can. We have purchased, as you know, the braille labelers for every single vendor. Some have refused to take it, so what are you going to do? But we have given it to every vendor that will take it and use it. So those specifics definitely have been done. And I could direct Terry and Don to the next time they are at all of the facilities across the state to take a sort of an inventory of which I kind of like the piece of your idea that has to do with if there are certain machines that just typically aren't marked and we would know that, and then when an idea came forward that we kind of know who would need that idea and would be receptive to it. So we could do a listing of what machines at each facility, each site, do have any type of braille markings on them. We could also ask vendors to tell us that themselves as a starting place, and then what ones we didn't get responses from have the staff do. And so then you, yeah, I can bring you that information. Beyond that, I think would become more of a that individualized basis. The vendors here generally do not consider themselves state employees, and they don't get state health insurance or anything like that. So really, they're not state employees, but they are connected to the state because the contract goes through the state from the federal agency or whatever it is through us and then to the individual licensed vendor. So, but that fact finding, you bet, I think that would be fine, a fine thing to do. And maybe first see what we could get from the vendors and then have Terry and Don do get to all of the sites at some point or another. They don't, of course, get out to Kimball quite as often as they get down to the Lincoln State Office Building. But they do get across the state, and I'm fine with doing that. And then we'll see what we get and maybe decide whether a next step or, but we do continue to, every time a new vendor comes on board, talk to them about this, give them the braille labeler, and encourage them to do as much labeling as they can.
Okay, thank you. And so in the process of that, when we write back to Randy Swanson, we could say that this is the next thing we're doing. I still have the concern about, yes, people are independent business people and can make decisions, but part of their role in this job, as opposed to any other job that they could get in the world, is to promote alternatives that blind folks use. And so I'm concerned about people who refuse to participate in making that alternative available out there, whether or not it's a closed site, that is to say the people who come every day and that sort of thing, because you don't know whether somebody, a blind person might be hired in that place, or somebody might know a blind person, a blind person might come into their family one way or another. There's always nothing is ever that closed or that distant from blindness and the alternatives of blindness, and particularly when that is part of the whole reason for the Randolph Shepherd Act being in existence. And so that part of it still does concern me. I think we need to help in some way to have people know, and maybe that's part of the training that ought to be happening for anybody who takes a job as a vendor. You know, we talked earlier this morning about new staff and what you know, what they're talked to about and what kinds of things that they are exposed to and that kind of thing. And it seems to me like one of the job duties of somebody who is in the Randolph Shepherd program for their employment is to promote blindness techniques. And so I'm that part bothers me about people refusing the option.
Do they sign a contract, a new vendor? What is a new vendor? Do they sign a contract?
Yes, we sign their license, approving them as a licensed vendor. Let's see, when a contract is negotiated with a building or an agency, I know we sign it. I don't remember, Bob, I'm sorry. Does some of you counselors in the field?
I don't think
they're
so.
They're thinking, no, that they don't sign it.
We like it.
License, right. The contract about the space.
So. I'm waking
but
up.
But I don't think the vendor signs that. That's
what I don't get the rules either.
Mm. I'm waking up from my nap now. This just struck me. We're talking about
blind vendors have refused to have the Braille on their machines?
To put it on.
Well, yeah, they don't refuse. They just say it can't be done.
There are two different things.
Some of them, there are machines that it doesn't work on or doesn't work with at this point.
Okay.
And I've gone with one of the vendors and looked at some of those machines, and I can't come up. You know, I'm not the most creative person who ever walked the planet either, though. So I mean, it could be that it's there and I haven't figured it out. But you know, a lot of us have talked with people in our networking, and I've certainly talked with our president of the merchants division. And, you know, Bill has talked with people in Randolph Shepherd vendors. Pearl has written letters to them to find out what we can do that will be different on this.
Sure.
It's been an ongoing issue with us, because we do think that the people who are in those jobs are responsible partly to make it known publicly that blind folks can do jobs, and this is one of them. And the whole reason that the Randolph Shepherd Act happened was to be a public way of getting blind people out there where there would be interaction about how do you do this, how do you do that, and that kind of thing. And so it really is it's a real issue.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought at first it was just vendors in general.
We're talking about
and excuses, you know, that's
I find that very disconcerting. I mean,
it is, yes.
And it's something that I think we need to continue to hold their feet to the fire, and should never not. That's why I think in moving forward, I think the first thing we need to find out is, because we've been talking about it for a while now, so this is not a new subject to them. We need to find, okay, where are we at? How many people are doing this? And I don't have any idea.
And how many are refusing? You know, I think we do need to know that.
Exactly.
You know, because it's something we need to try to figure out, as you know, in terms of training and so forth, because it is a very public part of what happens. You know, I'm not out there doing that particular thing. You know, hopefully whatever I am doing, I'm promoting competency of blind people and that sort of thing. But I'm not doing it in that way. But those guys are, they have a very important position.
And they can do, you know,
for all of us.
They can do a lot of damage to people's perception of blind people too.
Or they can do a lot of credit to us.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are in a pivotal position. And I don't know if some of them realize that, but they are. They're out there for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're working in this program, to me, they're accepting that as part of their job role.
Bro, what kind of, like, on an annual basis, do they ever have, you know, get together for group talks on, you know, new techniques or strategies or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they try to have training sessions, I don't know, every year, but about once a year on various things that have to do with their field.
So do they arrange that, or does the commission have a presence at those? Or?
Yeah, both. Sometimes it's something will be brought up as it'd be nice to have such and such, and then Terry will make the contact and set it up, or sometimes we'll get information from some other entity to come in and show off a new kind of machine, so we do that.
Pearl, is that a mandatory training or an optional?
It's all optional. Now, the initial training is mandatory, and those specific things are set up in rule of what's required.
Right.
But the ongoing, even with the committee meetings, nowhere near all the vendors attend those. The trainings usually have better attendance than just the regular meetings.
It's unfortunate we did the rule. We probably should have put it in the rule. But we didn't think about it at the time. But anyway, I think, you know, moving forward, if we could get this study and see where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, we can definitely do that.
And Madam Chair, can I make a comment?
Yes, I'm willing to go out on a limb there. And
I was just going to say, you know, I agree. I just think that it's important because as a part of this program, they're pivotal in educating the public about blindness. You know, they're very, very visible to the world, and it's a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, what we're facing is that a lot of these vendors have been around for 25 or 30 years, and so it's been a long time. And maybe one of the next trainings, you know, needs to be on their role, you know, and, you know, from a kind of a philosophical point of, do you realize how important you are? Just an idea.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Positive.
I do too. I mean, that job would scare me to death, to tell you the truth. There's just so much of it. You know, when I've gone and looked at it, you know, with vendors, whether it be just the whole machine thing, or the coordinating of the various sites, if people have multiple ones and all of that. I mean, it's, you know, I admire people who do it. But I think for this particular program, we do need to have that part about educating the public, because that's why this thing exists.
Well, do I need to change the motion? I think I can't remember exactly what it was, but I think
it was a directive. That was the main action word.
Yeah, I think maybe the motion, I'll recall that motion and change it to have Pearl through Terry Harris and the vending committee get us a survey of the vendors that are the vending sites that have Braille on what extent. Hopefully not taking this down verbatim, because it's pretty rough so far. that do a survey on the status of Braille at specific vending sites. And the survey we want, is there any Braille, some Braille, and if any machine that's not Braille, why?
Is that your motion?
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Repeat it word for word, Bob.
Yeah, repeat
it. We didn't have a complete sentence there yet, so.
I love it. Some people can speak in complete sentences as you're composing, and that's why editing his word processor, so got it down.
Well, and the other thing we talked about, I don't know if you, I guess I'm going right into discussion without ever asking for it. So I'll ask for it and then I'll start it.
That's a good way to do it.
We also would like to know how many people have refused the labelers. I mean, you know, what's the status of the labelers? Are they out there?
Most of them are out there, yes.
But I don't know if you want that part of the motion, Bob, but I think it would be a good thing to know.
Of course, they have a problem with Braille. They wouldn't want the Brailler anyway.
Yeah.
But it's a print and...
Yeah, it's a usable, yeah, we don't have to know Braille. We made sure that that was the way it was. I want to know that.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Yeah, that's why they didn't want it. That would be a good idea.
Okay, well, that I can check if you want to know that.
You know, and again, we don't want to be adversarial.
No, we don't.
No, no.
We don't.
But we do want to be firm and insistent and...
Yeah.
Because we think it's important and I think, you know, some of it just needs to be pushed along by training and...
Sure.
Conversation and... at least to start.
Yeah, and when things change, they change. And so some people, you know, who have, you know, if they're into the, well, we never did it this way before thing, you know, sometimes the answer to that is, well, you know, it's happening now.
That's called ADA. I mean,
yeah.
You know, yeah, accessible bathrooms and, you know,
you know, and I think, you know, perhaps right this minute, you know, we don't have exactly how we want it, but if we don't start it sometime, it's never going to happen.
That's right.
We really do need it to happen. And so if it takes, as we know, things move slowly sometimes. If it takes 5 years, so be it. At least we're on the we're on the track of getting there.
That's it.
And
if they
if
think
people
it's bad
wonder
now,
why,
5 to 10 years and yeah, see how bad it can be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We really do need to do this.
Yeah, and if people wonder why...